It has been relatively common for the county board and county executive Chris Abele to be at odds over issues. The board approved its own reform plan. Abele backs the state legislation. It would shorten supervisors' terms from 4 years to 2 years and limit the board's power when it comes to collective bargaining and land sales. Abele does not foresee residents noticing a difference.
They're not going to have any less access to their county. They're not going to have any less ability to express their concerns. They have no less representation. There is no diminished checks and balances.
The state legislation would also let Milwaukee County voters decide whether to cut supervisors' pay in half. According to Abele, even when the county was at its largest, constituents found a part-time board served them well. If the board is scaled back, Rich Musin would not be surprised if residents start noticing developments in the Park East. The land north of downtown has been largely vacant since the state removed a freeway spur. Musin is president and CEO of Badger Meter.
I am a major investor in the only piece of property that has been developed in the Park East Freeway, and that is the Aloft Hotel. And I have said under this county governance model, I will never again invest in anything on county ground because of the amount of bureaucracy and red tape that was involved getting all of the permits necessary.
While Musin and Abele expect residents to see economic development projects popping up around the city, Supervisor Theo Lipscomb predicts constituent services will suffer.
For those residents who have interaction with their county board supervisors, they're going to find that they're less available and that there isn't anyone necessarily there to take their phone call or respond to their issue.
Lipscomb says supervisors and residents may also find themselves less informed on issues affecting their lives if the state slashes the board's budget. He says support staff and people who do the research will have to go. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.